This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line, Monsignor Paul Burkhard, who's the former pastor and rector at Our Lady of Victory Basilica. We're talking, of course, about the conclave going on right now. Monsignor, thanks for being with us. Another vote took place this morning. Black smoke came from the steeple there. And I want to kind of go in depth into what happens, what these conversations are like. No one really knows for sure. But what we do know is, once the cardinals meet, they celebrate a mass, and it really doesn't take that long for the first vote or first look at black smoke to happen. So there has to be some idea beforehand of who might be, you know, in the running, so to speak, to become the next pope.
Well, yes, you're right. That was the purpose of the congregations that they call the meetings, informal and formal meetings of the cardinals, from the time after Pope Francis's funeral until the time the conclave opened. So they've been talking to each other formally and informally, trying to get an idea of what the needs of the church are and who might fill those needs. So that's happened. Once they get into the conclave, actually the activity that takes place there is just voting.
And these cardinals are sworn to secrecy, aren't they?
Yes, Susan, before the ceremony actually took place, the first vote, each cardinal had to put his hand on the Gospels and swear to secrecy, that nothing that happens inside the conclave will be made public unless the new pope authorizes that.
You know, that's secrecy to the outside. But from what we do know about the conclave, what about secrecy within? I mean, after this vote takes place, and then, you know, I guess it's all tabulated and they announce whether or not the majority has selected one person or the other. Do we know anything about those conversations in between votes? Was it, you know, yeah, I voted for Steve this time, but I could be convinced to go the other way? Or, I mean, is it kind of like that? Or do they just go, let's vote again? You know, what do we think now? Maybe go with your second choice. How does that work from what we know?
Well, all of that takes place, I'm sure. During mealtime and the evenings when there is no vote, the cardinals are able to talk to each other in small groups, and sometimes they even get together in larger groups. And that kind of conversation takes place. What happened in the first vote? What do we think can happen in the second vote? Is there somebody emerging as a front runner or close to that? Those informal conversations take place in the breaks between the votes, mealtime especially, and then in the evening after the vote is taken second time.
You know, as the world kind of waits and watches this, it just stands out as it's one of the oldest traditions in the world, this conclave, the secrecy about it. And in our 24/7 news cycle right now, is that something that you really kind of revere?
The secrecy, definitely. Historically, of course, has played a very important part in the election of a pope when the pope had more worldwide political influence. And this kept outside influences from determining what would happen inside the conclave. And so the secrecy, I think, is very important. The present day secrecy, I think, simply says it gives the cardinals inside the conclave the ability to vote their conscience, to vote who they think is honestly the best person for the ministry. It also gives them a chance to reflect on that themselves without any outside influences except the conclave members themselves.
You made mention to the influence that the Pope used to have all across the world, and I kind of think you'd probably have to go back to Pope John Paul II to really kind of see that really influential Pope. How would you characterize the Pope's influence current day?
I think that people of goodwill, and no matter what their religious background is or their faith beliefs, look to a moral leader, a spiritual leader, and a pope has a credible advantage in that area simply because he's the pope of a billion and a half Catholics around the world. And so most people know who he is. And surprisingly, and you hear this in the interviews that people are doing with people who are at St. Peter's right now, people of all faiths look to him as kind of a moral guide and a star, a moral star somehow on the horizon.
Monsignor, what is your hope with this papal election, and how long do you expect it'll take?
Well, of course, nobody knows how long it's going to take, Susan. What happens, I think, is that a spirit builds within the voters, the College of Cardinals, and a consensus begins to emerge. But no one can predict how long that's going to take. That's kind of up to the way they're thinking and things they're hearing. So it could be a day, 2 days, maybe 3 days. In recent history, they've not gone any longer than 3 days. So my guess might be maybe tomorrow sometime.
Okay, well, we will see if that is indeed the case. We saw black smoke already this morning, yeah. And everyone's watching to see what happens next. Monsignor, thank you for joining us this morning. It's Monsignor Paul Burkhardt, the former pastor and rector of Our Lady Victory Basilica.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.